Reports reaching Radio Ghana say passengers are still stranded at Yeji because the only vessel, Nana Besemuna, is not working following the last accident on the Volta leak. Passengers are now risking their lives by joining unsafe boats. Speaking to Radio Ghana, our correspondent Mike Tulevo said the situation calls for urgent government attention. According to our correspondent, VRA sources disclosed that to move one ferry from Sinchi to the Volta River Authority port will cost the Volta Lake Company 1 million euro. He spoke to George Ankara.
Still, the old ferry, the Nana Besemuna, is still grounded. It's not working. So crossing the lake at Yeji to Makango is still very perilous. That's if you can make do with the Abba motorboat, fine, you can risk that. But with vehicle, no. You have to go all through Tamale, then come back through Salaga before anywhere within the Makango area you can access it. So the life for travelers there are still in a very great risky.
If you are saying the passengers are now risking their lives to pick boats, are the naval officers there ensuring that they don't overload?
The naval officers are there that they don't overload. But you and I know the advantages of using a secure ferry and outboard motorboat at a glance. You can see that these are the boats that are constructed with wood that with a little hit of tree stamp, it can burst.
What is the Volta Lake Company doing about salvaging the vessel? Is it that they have only one vessel or what? I thought they have about three. Where are they?
Currently, at the Yeji, the old Nana Besemuna ferry that is over 46 years old, after rescuing it, has been cramped ashore at Yeji. So it is not working. And they are now actually looking up to the government because they don't have the fund. In fact, sincerely speaking, even the worker's salary has even been a struggle to be paid each month.